The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Time to talk to Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. And we're talking about spring lamb.
We are. I'm a little bit early for Easter, but I want to try and cover a few bits running into Easter now. And I think at this time of year, lamb is it's starting to become good, and it'll be the meat is so sweet and delicious. So I'm going to give you two recipes. One of them is a slow cook, so we're going to use the shanks for that one. And then the other one is about as classic as you can get. It's a roast leg of lamb. So I'll start off with the shanks because you've heard me talking about braising and slow cooking for years, and it's a real skill.
And shanks became quite a thing, didn't they?
Back, I think probably a little bit before my time in cookery, but in the 70s and 80s, I know fine dining restaurants, it was a real treat to get a lamb shank. And then they made a bit of a resurgence. I suppose it's when chefs are looking to reach for the lesser cuts of meat. And in the right hands, they can be really delicious. But I think like a shank of lamb, if you're having people over for dinner, is a perfect type of dish because you don't have to worry about medium rare or any of that type of stuff.
Yeah, because it's slow cooked and you have a shank apiece.
Yeah, exactly. And as well, if you like them a little bit smaller, ask for the four shanks. And if you like them a little bit bigger, ask for the ones at the back. So that's generally how it works.
Okay, so how do we cook them?
So first of all, you're going to need four lamb shanks. So ask your butcher for them and he'll French trim them, which just means he'll run his knife around the top of them for you. And as they cook, the meat will kind of move down the bone a little bit. And when they're cooked, the meat literally falls off the bone. Then you're going to need a couple of carrots, two onions, two or three cloves of garlic, three sticks of celery. I want you to dice all of them up because you're going to leave them in the sauce.
Okay.
Eight shallots that I'm going to get you to peel. Kind of try and find ones that are a little bit small because you're going to leave them whole as well. They're going to be part of the dish. 100 grams of butter, a glass of red wine, a tin of tomatoes, two bay leaves and some picked thyme and rosemary. And what you're going to serve with this, of course, you could serve some creamy mashed potato. It would be wonderful. But we're going to do some creamy polenta. So you need 200 grams of polenta, 400 mils of chicken stock, 50 grams of butter, 100 mils of cream and 50 grams of parmesan cheese. So how do you do it? A heavy based casserole dish. Season your lamb shanks quite well with salt and then put your casserole dish on the stove. Get it till it's smoking hot, a little bit of oil, and then in with the lamb shanks. And you're going to take your time and really sear them off. So you're going to keep moving them around. It's kind of a little bit of an arduous task because they're a kind of funny shape. But use the side of the casserole dish and push the shanks up along the side. So what you're trying to do is sear all around. The more caramelisation and colour that you'll get onto these, the more flavour that will be in your sauce. After they've been roasted all the way around, take them out, set them to one side, in with the knob of butter, and then in with the onions, carrot, the celery, the garlic, sauté all them off, in with the herbs, back in with the lamb, and then in with the wine, the tomatoes, and bring it back up to the boil, pop a lid on, and into a preheated oven at about 160 degrees for 3 hours. You just want them just bubbling away in there. What happens is they become really tender, really soft. Half an hour, so after 2.5 hours, lift the lid off. And if the sauce looks really watery, leave the lid off. And what will happen is...
Boil it off.
Yeah, it'll reduce them down and take it up. Take it out, let it rest. Just leave it on the side of the stove for a half an hour before you're going to eat it. And then to make the polenta, put the chicken stock into a pot, bring it up to a simmer. Drizzle the polenta in with a whisk and whisk it at the same time. And then you just kind of cook it like you're cooking porridge. Depending on which polenta you get, some of them take a little bit longer than others, but normally around 20 minutes. When it's nice and thick and it looks like porridge and it's not grainy, that'll tell you it's cooked. In with the butter, in with the cream, lots and lots of parmesan. When you think you've enough parmesan, throw a little bit more in because...
We were talking about heart disease a few minutes ago.
Oh, sorry, yeah, well... Maybe don't throw the last bit of parmesan in. But look, moderation is the key here with all cookery. So, and that's it. So if I was doing that for a dinner party today, I would have cooked the shanks yesterday.
Okay.
So if you were doing that for Easter Sunday, buy your shanks during the week, cook them on Friday and Saturday, and then just pop them back into the oven to bring them back to life. Brilliant dish.
Because the flavour will intensify.
Of course it will, yeah. Like any good slow roast or stew.
Now, let's go classic, and this is a roast leg of new season lamb.
Yeah, with roasted Wexford potatoes and garlic butter, crushed turnips and a fresh mint salsa verde. So all the classic flavours that should go with lamb, especially at this time of year. So you need a nice leg of lamb. You can get it boned and rolled or on the bone. a bulb of garlic, a bunch of rosemary, some vegetable oil, two carrots, an onion, a glass of red wine, about 300 mils of beef stock, so like 300 mils of water and a couple of beef stock cubes, and 2 tablespoons of tomato puree. Take your leg of lamb, put it up on your chopping board, and I want you to push the knife in and make an X. So if you imagine your knife is going in, a small little pointed knife, because what we're doing is making these little cavities all around the leg of lamb. So about 20 little incisions all around the lamb, about an inch apart from each other, and work your way all around the lamb. Then I want you to push a clove of garlic and some rosemary into all of those little incisions. What's going to happen is when it's roasting, we're studding the lamb with all this wonderful rosemary and garlic. Brilliant technique. After that's done, again, I want you a roasting dish, stick it on, sear off your lamb all around. I know a lot of people, when they roast things, they just put it straight into a hot oven, but it really makes the difference if you roast off a joint beforehand. Roast it all, it's like the lamb shank, then you take it out. This time with the vegetable, just leave them all into big chunks. So in with the carrots, the onion, the rosemary, the garlic into the bottom of the tray. Nestle the lamb on top of all of them, and then pour in your wine and your stock. So you're going to kind of roast it in the oven with this kind of sauce or liquor in the bottom. Stick it into a preheated oven, 190 degrees. Roast it for about an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes. No tin foil or anything. Halfway through, so after about 50 minutes, turn the leg of lamb over. So then you take it out, remove the leg of lamb. What you've left within the tray is this wonderful sauce, if you like. Strain off all the vegetables into a little pot, and then you've got your gravy. Couldn't be easier, and that'll be served with your lamb. And then the garnish is going to be the salsa verde, bunch of parsley, bunch of mint, a shallot, a clove of garlic, a couple of teaspoons of capers, 2 teaspoons of red wine vinegar, and 70 mils of olive oil, all into a little blender or a Nutribullet. Blitz it up and you get this wonderful green kind of piquant minty sauce. Kind of fancy way to say mint sauce, but a salsa verde, it works really well with the lamb. And the last one I'll give you is the turnip. So peel your turnip into some water, bring it up to a boil, strain it off, give it a good mash, lots of butter, loads of cracked pepper. Loads of cracked pepper. And a wonderful way to eat leg of lamb, I think, on a Sunday.
And why do people kind of, some people say, I don't eat lamb.
Do you know?
And yet they'll eat beef, they'll eat chicken to beat the band.
I think what happens is, like, sometimes lamb is sold as hogget, and when it starts to get age a little bit, it takes on that flavour that everybody doesn't like. So, I mean, if you're not crazy on lamb...
What's hogget then?
Hogget is just like...
An older lamb.
It's a little bit older, and then it moves to mutton. So, like, sometimes lamb is, when it's a little bit older, it moves into hogget, and it's very hard to tell by looking at it. The butcher would be able to tell you. But really, if you're not crazy on lamb, or you don't really like, I would stay away maybe from the leg and the shoulder. The slow cook will work for you, so the shanks will work, but really a best end of lamb or a rack of lamb, it's a little bit more expensive, will have less of that flavour.
Now, there used to be a thing, mutton stew, which you'd never see that anywhere now.
You don't really see it anywhere, but like it's really wonderful mutton, especially like slow cooked in a stew. I mean, it's not really around as much anymore, but really years ago when the sheep was kept for a little bit longer for its wool or whatever, and then when it was killed, then they used to make a stew out of it. And if you think when it's boiled, I done a lamb stew here last week, was it, or the week before for St. Patrick's Day? A piece of diced mutton would be wonderful in a lamb stew.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thank you very much for joining us. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Ann and Tara, The Marker in Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.